I always find it interesting when Jesus has a crowd around. He liked crowds, obviously. He was concerned about all of their needs. He wasn't just concerned that they hear the word that he was preaching to them, which was about the kingdom of God and what they needed to do to become a part of that. He wasn't just concerned that they hear that, but he was also concerned about the people who were sick, and so he would cure them. He cared about the people who would get hungry, because if they were following him all day, I'm sure many of them got very hungry. And so he would take care of that. It's like he was very conscious of all of our needs, of the whole person. You know, sometimes we think that we're doing the right thing when we just say, well, somebody's hungry or starving to death or very sick, and we say, I'll pray for you, which is a wonderful thing to do. It's very important, as a matter of fact. But remember, Jesus sometimes went much further than that. He also said, let me sit with you, or let me talk with you. Let me hold your hand just to be with you until somebody can help you along a little more. So I think sometimes we tend to get hung up. If I say, well, I'm going to pray for you, that I really don't have to do anything else. It's kind of like one of the letters, I think it's one of the pastoral letters, St. Peter said, you know, what good does it do if somebody is hungry and you say to them, I'm going to pray for you, but you don't give them anything to eat? They're still hungry. Or somebody has nothing to wear and you say to them, I'll pray for you, but don't do any more than that. It's kind of like something is left undone. We haven't really quite finished the job. And that's what Jesus teaches us. You take care of the whole person. You know, so throughout his lifetime, he was always concerned about the crowd. He was always concerned about them. Do they have enough to eat? Are they going to be all right? If somebody's sick, what do you do? You take care of them to the best of your ability. And that's what he does for us. But he also gives us that spiritual food. And the gospel story today, if you listen to it, you can hear the overtones of the Eucharistic celebration. You take food, he blessed it, broke it, distributed it, take this, need it. That's part of the story. And that's what he gives to us. And on this Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, that's what we are reminded of, this gift that our Lord has given to us of his body and blood. And what kind of food and nourishment that is for us. And he says to us simply, just do this in memory of me. I want you to remember this. It's very, very important for you. Just like food is very important for our physical lives, the spiritual food is very important if we're going to grow in our spiritual lives. If we want to be healthy in our spiritual lives, we need the Eucharist. We need the Word of God. That is what nourishes us and helps us to move forward and reminds us time and time again that he gives us these things. He gives us his Word. He gives us this food so that we in turn can bring that to other people. So it's not just that it all stops with me. We receive so that we can give. That's what he asks of us. That's what he shows us. That's what he does for us. And in the Eucharist, he said, I want you to do this in memory of me. Remember what I did. I taught you. I gave you a way of life. I feed you with the food of heaven so that you can continue to grow and to become more fully engaged in the kingdom of God, to be more fully connected with me. Because if you eat my body and drink my blood, I become one with you. You know what we eat, our doctors tell us that. What you eat becomes part of you. If you eat the right stuff, you'll probably be healthy. If you don't eat the right stuff, sometimes you're not quite as healthy. And our Lord says, the right thing for you to eat for your spiritual life is my body and blood. We need that. We need that if we're going to grow. If we're going to teach other people, if we're going to be an example to other people, if we're going to show them what it means to live this Christian life, to be a follower of Christ, we need this food, the body and blood of Christ, to keep us on the right path. Then we know that we will be healthy. We know that we will be healthy because the Spirit of God makes his dwelling place in us. We nurture that presence in our lives, and we grow with that. So this Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, I think it's important for us all to just take a moment to reflect sometime today on what a tremendous gift God has given to us, so that he's always alive in our presence, in our midst, that he's always alive in each and every one of us. And that life, he said, I don't want you to forget. Remember, he says, do this in memory of me. Do this in memory of me. I want you to remember what I do for you so that you in turn can share in this richness, this grace, and this abundance so that you in turn can give the same to those who come after you. Those who are around you, those who you work with, wherever it may be. Do this in remembrance of me. So in this feast day, let's pause and just remember what a gift our God has given to us. He gives us his very self as food so that we can nurture that spirit that he gave to us. Do this in memory of me.